Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. On this New Year's Day, let's take a moment to look back at the individuals Americans most admired in 2015 with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, how does Gallup go about assessing this?
We've been doing this for many, many years, going back to the 1940s. It's very simple. It's an open-ended question. We said, who is the man living anywhere in the world that you most admire? New question, who is the woman living anywhere in the world that you most admire? So at top of mind, which is important to remember, we don't prompt them. So this is whomever Americans can dredge up out of their minds when we ask this question.
And start dredging.
Well, on the female side of the equation, David, is Hillary Clinton, and this is very interesting because Hillary Clinton now is the most admired woman for the 20th time, and that is more times than any man or woman in Gallup's history of asking this question going back to the 1940s has been number one. She started being at the top of the list back when she was first lady, and most of the time, although there have been some exceptions, she's been at the top of the list ever since. And again this year, Hillary Clinton is the most admired woman.
Interesting, Frank. Isn't she also, at least politically, very polarizing?
She is very polarizing, but this question simply says, who is the woman living anywhere in the world that you most admire? And the same thing for the man. So we just need her supporters to mention her name. And she apparently is top of mind with enough people that like her and that admire her that she trumps any other woman who is out there. Usually there's a problem on the female side because there are not a lot of prominent women, particularly after Mother Teresa and Eleanor Roosevelt passed on, because you have to be living to be on the list, that come to people's minds. So Hillary Clinton has been the one, more than the First Lady most of the time, that has come to mind more than any other female when we ask this question.
Round out the top of the female list.
Malala Yousafzai, the very well-known dissident in Pakistan, is actually number two, followed by Oprah Winfrey, then the First Lady, Michelle Obama, and then some other people with very small percentages of people mentioning them, including presidential candidate Carly Fiorina, Queen Elizabeth, and that's important because Queen Elizabeth is on the list many, many times over the year, and then some international leaders and others that go down with just a small number of mentions.
By virtue of her longstanding celebrity status, is Oprah Winfrey often in the list?
She is often in the list. She's usually, or in fact, has never been number one on the list. But when we look at the number of people who've been on the list, she's up there, but not as much as many other people. The number of times that people have been on the list on the female side is topped by Queen Elizabeth II. She was on the list back when she was a princess before she became queen back in the 1940s. First, she's been on the list 47 times, the top 10 list over the years. Then Margaret Thatcher, then Jackie Kennedy, and then Oprah Winfrey. So she's tied with Jackie Kennedy for third most frequently mentioned on this list.
Frank, you cited former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt. Where does she rate on the list?
She does very well in terms of being at the top of the list. That is the most admired woman. Eleanor Roosevelt comes in behind Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton 20 times, and then Eleanor Roosevelt comes in with 13 times at the top of the list. Again, one of the issues about these women and men on the list is you have to be living to be on the list. So to some degree, like for Queen Elizabeth, for example, this rewards personalities who've been on the world stage for many, many years and don't die early. They're still around, so they still continue to be on the list.
With that, let's move on to living men.
The top of the list is usually the president, and it is again this year. Barack Obama is the most admired man that comes to mind when we ask this question of Americans. And here's the controversy. Guess who's tied for second? Two individuals who are about as different as two people I can think of. Pope Francis and Donald Trump. And again, what this means is enough people admire Donald Trump on the positive side of his image, and we've talked about it. His image is a big net negative overall in this country today, but there are enough people who admire Donald Trump that they mention him that he ties with Pope Francis for second on the list.
And again, let's be clear, this is not merely a name recognition list, it's most admired.
Well, that's right, and it's top of mind. So again, what we have is enough people out there when we say, who's the man living in the world anywhere that you most admire, say Trump, that he comes in second on the list, tied with the Pope, but behind the president.
Is Trump typically on the list?
He's been on the list before. He was actually on the list previously, back in the 80s and 90s a couple of times, when he was well-known, not for running for office, mind you, but because he was a well-known businessman and of course, has had TV exposure as well.
Let's round out the top 10.
Bernie Sanders is on the list, so he has his admirers out there. Then Bill Gates, who, of course, is the founder of Microsoft and the philanthropist. Then presidential candidate Ben Carson, the Dalai Lama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and this is important, Reverend Billy Graham. Billy Graham makes it onto the list again this year. He's 97 years old. He lives in North Carolina. He's ill. He's not in the news, but enough people still think about Billy Graham to name him. And that's important because Billy Graham has been on the top 10 list more than any other male in Gallup's history.
Now, it's interesting, as you noted, that the president is typically the most admired male. Come November, if Hillary Clinton prevails, I wonder who might ascend to that top male category.
A very good question, because this will be the first time in U.S. history, of course, that we won't have a male president, so people can't mention that president. I would imagine if that comes to pass, if Hillary Clinton is the president, we will have ex-presidents who will come to mind more than anybody else so when we ask this question. But let's tune in next year. If that happens, we'll see what Americans tell us.
Frank, best wishes to you and yours for a happy and healthy new year. Let's talk again next week and in November.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.